we're shocked and very, very disappointed, I think. Obviously, last Friday, it was very much business as usual for us. And then it suddenly became clear that someone had broken into the power station and tampered with a piece of equipment, something that was clearly very stupid, very reckless, and not to mention incredibly dangerous indeed.
How did this actually happen? How did they get through?
Well, clearly we've launched a full investigation to find out exactly how they got into the power station and how they knew what they needed to do in order to actually do what they did in terms of taking the unit offline. But clearly it's still pretty early days. No one is accepting responsibility for this. And what I would say is if you do know who has done this, please do come forward to us, because what they did was very dangerous indeed.
It seems quite a thing that they've actually managed to do, with 5,000 protesters over the summer descending on King's North, and yet one person has managed to get in and do this, hang up a banner and get away with it.
Well, clearly the details of the investigation have got to be kept private just while we work on this with the police. But, you know, we launched a full and thorough investigation into this as soon as it happened. And I'm pleased to say that the team who were on site at the time responded very quickly, very professionally, did everything that they should have done. So, you know, the site remains fully operational. And that's what's the most important thing.
And in terms of an investigation by E.ON itself, an internal investigation, does that mean that there may be some kind of suspicion that it could have been an inside job?
Well, we're going to be looking at very carefully at all of our security arrangements, but clearly we're going to have to work very closely with the police to see what we can find out about, you know, who might have actually broken in. All the details of that have to be kept confidential, of course. But what I would say is if anybody knows who's done this, please do come forward. Come forward in confidence and let us know, because this was incredibly dangerous and a very, very reckless thing to do.